Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Jesus said, labor not for the meat that perishes. In other words, we must understand how to use our faith to say no to some things. Just because it's good coming your way, it may not be the best. It may not be what God has purposed. But yet you embracing everything, and then you lose sight of your destiny. Abraham had to begin laboring, because she laughed the laugh of unbelief. Her son's name, Isaac, means laughter. But this initial laugh was unbelief. And God heard it and said, why did she laugh? And she said, I didn't laugh. Then he said, is there anything too hard for God? Come on, tell somebody that's where the labor starts. Because it's bigger than you. You can't do it yourself. You don't even know how it will happen. You don't even necessarily have dates. God just said, at the appointed time, I will visit Sarah and she will be with child. I had an experience like this. I may have told it here to the congregation. I know I've shared it with my leadership in Africa, in Kenya. There were these members of the church we were ministering through owned a guest house. We stayed in the guest house. And they came to us one year, and the wife had had two or three miscarriages. And they wanted me to pray for her to have a baby. And I said, we'll do that. So I prayed for her, but as I was praying, God began to give me words. And this is what I told her. I said, by this time next year, you will be with child. But I wanted to kick myself because I put a date on it. And I knew we would be back in that same guest house the next year, that time. You know, not that I was trying to run from it. I just like, what if? Yeah, they come to me and say, huh. But you know what? I forgot all about it. When we went the next year, we went right to the guest. The first people that came to us was the husband and his wife, and she was big as a house. That week she had the baby. This time next year. See, I prayed in the interim until I stopped praying about it, but I believed for it. See, there's a labor to enter into the rest. See, when you labor, initially, when God gives a promise, sometimes it's so outside you, or so much greater than where you are, that it's like almost like Sarah. You know, you laugh. How could these things be? I've never had a child, and I'm old. I have no desire for my husband, but God told her that. So the labor started there. But what happens when you receive the promise, you've got to keep it before God until you capture it. You understand? You got to keep it. Don't just put it on the shelf. Don't just keep it here. Labor with that promise. Talk about that promise till a passion starts in your heart. Put some pictures up. You know, do some things to keep yourself mindful of that. Get it in your mouth. Talk to people about it. Do some research on it. Find out about it. Get educated about it till it becomes a part of you. Romans 4 tells us that Abraham staggered not. See, in the interim, they had trouble. How could these things be? We know it's God, but still. You know, you say, yeah, I know God can do anything, but. You know, a lot of times it's easy to believe for other people. But when it comes to you and God doing for you, hello. You have trouble with that. Oh, I believe what you say. You believe for them, but then when it comes to you. So they had to labor until in Romans 4 it says that Abraham, being fully persuaded, something happened on the inside of him. He captured that. He captured that promise from God. It says he staggered no longer at the promise of God through unbelief. See, when there's unbelief there, and unbelief is a spirit, when there's unbelief there, you stagger like a drunk man. One day you're up, next day you're down. You don't know what's going on. You're staggering at unbelief. You want to believe, but you're having trouble. Abraham labored until he became fully persuaded, till he captured that promise in his spirit. When you capture it in your spirit, when it's there, this natural realm or this natural experience begins to change. Do you understand? Abraham was 100. Sarah was 90. They were at the age where it ceases. You know, the natural processes of things as far as the birds and the bees. It wasn't happening. But when he captured that in his spirit, the word, the promise, did something to their body. Come on, you got to understand, the word will do something to your body, to your spirit, and to your mind. The word is life. It's better than your vitamins. Better than your exercise routine. Keep taking the vitamins. Keep the exercise routine. But the word will give more life than all that can give you. So they became fully persuaded when they captured it in their spirit. Can you see Abraham going home one evening? Sarah had the music playing. Tent candles all through the tent, you know. Had her favorite gown on, you know. Had cooked his favorite meal. Something happened physically. It affected her womb at 90. Do you understand? This word will affect everything. But my point with them is that he labored. They had to labor to enter that rest. They had to get to the point where they were fully persuaded. They initially made the mistake of trying to work it out themselves. But then when they got the clue, he became fully persuaded that God was able to do what he had promised. Not himself, but God. See, there's where sometimes your affection is misplaced. You're trying to do it. You're trying to figure it out. You need to get persuaded that God will do this. He that has begun a good work in me will perform it unto the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once I capture that, this natural realm will start to line itself up. You got the processes wrong, like they had it wrong. They went out into the natural, maybe Hagar. God said, no, you got to capture this thing in your spirit first. If you get it there, I'm going to change things in the natural in ways that you don't even know. Let me tell you, the person that has the money for you, he's somewhere. Your promotion is out there somewhere, but you have to be promoted here first. You want to be an employer? Stop acting like an employee. Start acting like an employer. Walk into your job, you know, in a roundabout way where you act like you own it. Come on. You're dragging in there late all the time. Leaving early. Halfway doing your job. You ain't acting like an employer. You act like somebody getting ready to get fired. A slave. Come on, where does it start? It starts here. You may not see out there any sign of any kind of promotion or anything, but start acting like it. Start believing it on the inside. Watch God bust a hole open somewhere. Watch something happen. Watch something be moved. Watch something be created. Watch something start coming your way. An opportunity out of nothing will be created. Hello? You got to start talking. So you are not limited by a fixed income. You fix that. That's why it's fixed. God is not limited by a fixed income or a bad economy. Hello, somebody. The Lord can prosper you when nobody else is prospering. On your block, on your job, in your community, God can still prosper you if you prosper on the inside. If your mind is right, if you can see it, you can receive it. He said, Abraham, how far can you see? As far as you can see, I've given that to you. You better see further than $5. Lunch money, coffee money, crumbs on the table, you loose here. It's the will of God to prosper you. And I'm not talking about just greedy money stuff. It's the will of God to prosper you. We have a kingdom to establish. We have a domain to take dominion over. And you need finance. You need favor. You need some currency. See, currency moves. It's like a current. You need some cash flow. Tell somebody I need cash flow. And God's got it. I'm preaching better than y'all claps. I need some saved folk that got some vision, that have some passion. Come on, we're moving somewhere. We're taking some territory. We're establishing a kingdom where our God reigns and rules. King of kings and Lord of lords. Ain't nothing cheap about God. Ain't nothing stingy about God. You just don't get things a lot of time because you don't act right. You all whack. You all jacked up and acting all crazy and don't know how to act when God does bless you. Say amen, lights. That's why you go. That's why the spirit of lack attaches itself to you. In God, there is no lack. You got to let patience have her perfect work, that you being perfect and entire will lack nothing. Patience is a sign of maturity. God's not going to give you certain things till you mature, till you act like you got some sense. Jesus operated from his relationship with his Father. You never saw him bragging about stuff. Look what I can do. You know, 4 blind eyes was open yesterday. He was a son subjected to his Father. He knew that his Father was working, he worked. I do nothing of myself. Even though he could. Don't you know I can pray unto my Father? He sent more than 12 legions of angels to rescue me. Don't you know I can do these things? If you be the Son of God, do this. But he would not. He said, I derive my identity from my Father. If it's a time for me to suffer, I'll suffer. Time for me to prosper, I prosper. Abraham had to learn this. He had to labor. He had to say no to some things. He had to resist some things. He couldn't look at his body then, nor at Sarah's body, even though Sarah was beautiful at 90. He couldn't consider. He considered not his own body, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. That's why it's essential for us to praise God. You want your faith to get stronger? Learn how to praise him. No matter how you are feeling, no matter what you are facing, learn how to praise God anyhow.
We are continuing in part 4 of our series entitled, The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Our message, labor to enter his rest. Stay in your metron. Be a light to the world. Know how to labor to enter God's rest. Learn through the process. Through your mess ups, learn. God gives you a promise and the enemy tries to distract you with something else. You must understand how to use your faith, how to say no to some things. That's where the labor starts. Gather evidence to build your faith. Humble yourself and watch how God will exalt you. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.